somewhere between our radio station and Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, there is a hidden gem right there in Summers. It's called the Pritzker Military Museum. Let me get this name right here. Pritzker Military Museum and Library. I like the initials. Welcome to the PMML.
That's correct.
And the president of this is Scott English, and he's in our studio today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
Now, the way we found this was my wife and I go to Petrifying Springs a lot, and heading back toward east on the lake, we came across this odd-shaped building. It's kind of different because of the what's around it. It's in farm fields and everything, and there's homes there and everything. And we just looked at it, and we said, huh, that's interesting. Then we saw this video online, and they talked about hidden gems in southeast Wisconsin, and there it was. There's the building, the Pritzker Military Museum and Library. And my wife said, you've got to have that those people on the show. We got to find out about this. So I did, and Scott English is here. Why don't you, first of all, before we begin, I want a little background on you.
So I am originally from the state of Maryland, graduated from the University of Maryland. I spent 25 years in public service in Washington, D.C. and South Carolina, and then I moved into the nonprofit space. I started at the Pritzker Military Museum and Library last August. My wife and I just relocated from Pennsylvania here in October.
What brought you to the museum? What really said, I got to get there?
You know, honestly, I started to look into the history of it. I have a service-connected family. My father served in the U.S. Marine Corps, was at the Cuban Missile Crisis. My father-in-law was a 22-year Navy veteran, five tours in Vietnam. And so I've always grown up around veterans. I worked in veterans issues and with the military when I was in public service. And for me, this is an opportunity. Well, that and the fact that I have a history degree that I've never put to use. So it was an opportunity for me to do both.
Look at you. You got everything rolled into one here.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the Pritzker Military Museum and Library. What is it exactly?
So we're a museum dedicated to the citizen soldier. We started off really as a way for Colonel Jennifer Pritzker, who was our founder.
Say that name one more time.
Colonel Jennifer Pritzker.
Jennifer Pritzker. Okay. Yes. And that's where the name came from. Okay.
That's correct. She is our founder. This started really as a way for her to deal with her books. She had a book collection of about 10,000 books, and she started a library. And the next thing you know, they started having talks, and then people started donating things. And it went from that, and it's grown into a book collection of 70,000 now in our library and about 40,000 archival items that are dedicated to the citizen soldier. That is what we focus on.
And the museum, set apart from the library, the museum has what, uniforms?
So we have everything from uniforms.
Medals.
Personal correspondence, yeah. Medals, trunks. We have war. We have propaganda. We have wartime posters. We have any imaginable thing you can come up with.
How long did it take to put this museum together?
So we've been around for about 23 years.
Really?
We have evolved from the library into a museum and library. We relocated to Kenosha, really Summers, in 2024. So we've been here for about 2 years now.
And you do research there as well, huh?
You can do research. In fact, you can do research not only on military history, but also on military service. So people who served.
Let's talk about the architecture of the building itself, because it is unusual.
Yes.
Who did that? Who designed that?
So Helmut Jahn is the designer of the building. It was done through Jahn in Chicago. Helmut unfortunately passed away just after the building was completed in 2023. He was hit by an automobile while he was on his bicycle. But the design of the building is very intentional. So it was inspired really by a couple of different items. One is a Higgins boat, which is a landing craft that was used in World War II. Also, an aircraft carrier. If you look at the top of it, it looks very much like an aircraft carrier.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's also elements of a tank in there. They wanted to be clear that it was inspired by, but not necessarily representative of any one thing.
You know, my dad served in World War, all 4 years in World War II. He was in the Pacific Theater. He was a Navy tail gunner. And I have at home his dress uniform. I can't believe how heavy it was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you have a bad back, you're in trouble with that. So we had it. It's all cleaned. He's got all his ribbons on there. He's got everything on there. And I at home on a display in the living room, I have his. He has two Distinguished Flying Cross medals. He's got the Medal of the Bronze Star on there for the second one.
Wow.
And hanging up in my studio at home, I have his three commendations laminated that he got from Forrestal, the Secretary of the Navy.
Oh, wow.
For saving the lives of 800 men.
That's amazing.
There was a battleship. was being strafed by Japanese planes. And my father's crew went in there and just took them all on, shot them down, and everybody was safe. The plane my father was in got shot, so they had to land it somewhere and get this thing fixed. His pilot was 26 years old. He thought he was an old man because my father was 17. He said, who's this ancient guy in the... And years later during the reunions, he couldn't talk to this guy enough about how you managed to land these planes, fix it up three times, shot down, fix it up and take off again. They built a runway on the islands and they took off again. And there's a picture in the U.S. Navy Memorial, and I'll show you during the break here.
Sure.
With my dad. He's an old man in the picture. They dedicated it, and there's this flight crew with the actual plane, the PBY plane that they flew. And I said, were you scared? He said, I was too stupid to be scared. I was 17 years old. They told me, sit here in the turret and just shoot when you see something. And my dad is a hero. He's a war hero. And never talked about it until later in his later years when he went to reunions and stuff. Then he told me a little bit about it. But they just, I found that out with people during World War II. They just didn't talk about it a lot. I don't know why.
It's really, actually, if you look across the span of time, it's really not uncommon for people who've served, particularly in a conflict, to have difficulty sharing that story with someone who wasn't there. You know, we just hosted an event at Town Hall just a couple of nights ago with Jeremy Hobson, and we had two combat veterans who were there talking about PTSD and addictions and things like that. And the thing they kept saying over and over again is, when veterans come home again, they've got to keep connected to their community, because when they want to be able to talk about the things they're going through, they need someone who understands where they've been and also who can say, you know, by the way, I've gone through this too. And so that's why we deal with a lot of time. That's why we tell these stories, because often I had a woman that night who came to me and she said, you know, I have all my dad's correspondence from when he was from boot camp in San Diego with the Marine Corps, all the way through his time in Vietnam. And she said, you know, he never brought it out. We didn't know it existed. His mother kept all of those letters. She gave them to him. He put them under a bed. Even my mother didn't know they existed. And so she took them all out. She scanned them in so that all of the family could have copies of it. And then she's got them in binders. And I said, I really would ask if you would be willing to give those to us at some point. And so she's going to talk to her mother. But that's what we want to be able to keep, are those types of personal correspondence. Because they give you a better window into what's going on in the lives of a soldier, particularly during combat, than anything that you'll ever hear otherwise.
My dad, before he was in the San Diego, which now Miramar, that's what it is today.
Right.
But there was San Diego flight school. So they give him like, you get 10 hours. You better learn how to do your job. Because he left high school and he joined right after Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So he was there at the very beginning. And they were desperate to get these people out there. So he recorded this little record in a booth, and there's my father, 17 years old, saying, Mom, I love you. I'm going back. I will be back. So I listened to this record, and it was in my grandmother's apartment in Brooklyn. And when she passed away, I said, I want that record. He said, they threw it out.
Oh, my God.
I know. That was my father's voice at 17 years old. We're talking to Scott English, the president of the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Summers. We got to get the word out about this place. Now, I have the exact location here. The exact address is, I just had it in my hand a sec. Oh, here it is. It's 10475 12th Street in Kenosha. That's the address they give, but it's actually in Summers, right?
That's right. It's in the village of Summers.
So how do people get there? What's the easiest way to get there?
So if you're driving down I-94, if you're going towards Chicago, you can take the exit. I think it's, I want to say 342. Now I suddenly blanked on that.
What's the road, you know?
It's just 12th Street is what it's called.
12th Street, okay.
Yeah.
And you'll find, if you Google it, you'll find it.
Yes. And sometimes, just for record, we used to be in Chicago. We relocated it to Kenosha 2 years ago. So sometimes we're still fighting this battle of, they still give a downtown Chicago address, but all of our museum holdings are now in Kenosha.
Chicago. I shouldn't say that because our signal gets down to Chicago, so I shouldn't say that. Okay, what are the hours? Do you know? I have them here.
So we're open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This summer, we will be opening on Sundays as well.
Oh, good.
And so, but if you go to the website, PritzkerMilitary.org, you'll be able to get all of our hours and all of the events that are going on. We do have a couple of events coming up this month still.
Yeah, we're talking about the Memorial Day one.
Yeah.
What's the cost to get in?
So it's $5 to get in unless you're a military.
That's it. Just $5.
$5.
What a deal.
I feel like you're ripping me off. When you come in. But, and the great thing about it is we don't keep, unlike a lot of other museums, we don't have permanent exhibits that we keep in there right now. And so we change out usually about every 6 months or so. We are bringing in an exhibit that starts in June. It's focused on George Washington as his time as the commanding general of the Continental Army. You know a lot about George Washington, the president, but no one really talks about his time as the commanding general. So we have an exhibit called Among His Troops that will go up. And it's really a slice of life of what it was like to serve in the Continental Army back when we were fighting the Revolution. So it's perfect for the 250th, and it's very educational. We'll have a great number of artifacts in there, including a musket. So you'll be able to see all sorts of things that are time appropriate for celebration of the founding of our nation.
Well, my final resting place is going to be in the Union Grove Memorial Cemetery. And in there, they have an American Revolutionary War vet buried there. And I don't think it gets any more earlier than that. No. That's about the beginning. But yeah, to see his grave, he's right there up front. And he was in the American Revolutionary War.
Isn't that something?
And he's right there. I mean, that's something. Well, and I hate to say this because it's like, who's your favorite child? That's not a good question to ask. What's the most prized possession you have in the museum that you can't believe you have your hands on it?
You know, we have the Medal of Honor that Woody Williams earned in World War II. Woody Williams was a Marine that served in the Pacific during World War II. He was at the Battle of Iwo Jima. And he held off a platoon of Japanese soldiers with a flamethrower and, you know, saved the lives of many as a result of that. Now, there are other stories around Woody that are positively amazing, but as he got older, he decided that he wanted the Pritzker Military Museum and Library to be the home to his Medal of Honor. So we have those medals and we have all of the things that belong in his collection, and that, you know, we're working now to build a permanent exhibit to all of Woody's collection. We had Medal of Honor Day just this past March, and we had Al Lynch in from Gurnee, Illinois. Al earned the Medal of Honor in Vietnam.
Do you ever get too much stuff? Because everybody's got something from their military career. Is it too much after a while where you don't know where to store it?
So we have to be careful because, you know, uniforms, we now are looking for variations because we have a lot of military uniforms from the 20th century particularly. And so we always tell people, listen, reach out to us. You know, my dad's Marine Corps uniform is precious to me, but it's not precious to our museum. But, you know, I will keep it for as long as I want, but then we'll have to figure out a way to deal with it after that. Typically, when people come across things like that, they want to be able to put them in a museum, and we want to help them with that. We may not be able to take it, but we can probably direct them to an appropriate place.
Because when my time comes, I don't know who to leave my father. I don't want to see them throw my father's Distinguished Flying Cross medals in the garbage. I don't want to see his commendations in a waste landfill. I don't want to see his uniform sent out just into the garbage pail. I want to make sure somebody takes care of that stuff because it is history.
Absolutely.
And my father was a war hero. Let's talk about the Memorial Day special day you have coming up for the Pritzker Museum and Library.
So Saturday, May 23rd, we are going to do Memorial Day. The idea is to hold a community event that's both reverent to those who were killed in action and also be able to bring people together in the community. We'll have a ceremony at 11 a.m. where we'll have some speakers come in, do some talks. Colonel Pritzker will be on hand. She's our founder. She'll be there.
That's good.
Yeah. And she served in the Army for 8 years and in the Illinois National Guard for about 12 years after that, retired as Lieutenant Colonel. And so she's got a lot of experience in the military herself. And we'll have all of our veteran service organizations in the area will be there as well. We'll do a wreath laying and we'll do a very reverent event. And then we'll have some community activities, family friendly activities that we'll be able to do as well.
And what time, that's on the Saturday, the 23rd.
Saturday, the 23rd.
And that's at what time now?
So the program starts at 11 a.m.
Oh, good.
So make sure you get in there a little early, but we'll have a memorial wall so people can write down messages for people. We'll have events for children. We'll have community of tables out set up out there. We'll have like the American Legion and a bunch of other folks out there just giving information out and, you know, joining us for the day and welcome everybody to the museum.
Every Memorial Day for about 20 years, I guess, we go out to the Union Grove Memorial Cemetery, and my father-in-law is buried there. He was in the U.S. Marines, and every year they celebrate or memorialize one person. And if they died that year in combat, wherever they died, even if they weren't in combat, they honor them. And one year they didn't have anybody. And I, all year I said, could you do my father-in-law? Do my father-in-law. He said, this Memorial Day, we're doing your father-in-law. And they do a gun salute. It's the veterans, the Foreign Wars, VFW, American Legion Post. And they do this every year and we go out there. And it's really touching, you know, because they have a high schooler play taps. And you start to think about all those people that went out and thought they were coming home and they never came home.
Right.
And they never thought that this would be their end. And some they never found. Some are just gone. It's just that's the way it is in war. And it's a horrible thing, war. But
And I will tell you this. So one of the things that we're working on right now, we're bringing in an exhibit that will be there in September. It's called Above and Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's a 10 feet wide by 41 feet long exhibit. It's dog tags. And there was a dog tag made for every service member killed in Vietnam. Outside of the wall in Washington, D.C., it is the only exhibit that has the names of every soldier we lost.
That's terrific. That's terrific.
It's currently at the Harold Washington Library. And thanks to people like Wintrust, and we're working with Gateway Technical College to build the installation. So we've got Vietnam veterans, we've got other veterans, we've got students all working together to build this installation. It's going to be hanging in our museum for at least 2 years. And that's going to be quite a thing to behold as well. It's got a tablet as well, so you can look up names, find out where the dog tag is on the exhibit. It'll have information about the person that that was killed. I watched people interact with this tablet in Chicago one day, and I had a lady that was there. Her uncle was killed in Vietnam. He held her before he left. He got to name her, and she had never met him.
You know, it's comforting to know that there's somebody out there preserving our history, because you need it saved. I mean, you just can't throw this stuff out. People, generations who are being born today are someday going to look back and say, what was that thing we did in the 1940s? Well, we did something out there. Well, I don't know what that was. It was something with Germany and Japan. We're going to find out because you preserved it. That's a good thing. Bless you for doing that. That's very nice. Scott English is the, by the way, what is the, it's Memorial Day. It's the, actually Saturday the 23rd.
That's correct.
It's at 11 a.m.
Starts at 11 a.m.
At the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Summers. It's on Highway, it's on
the 12th, Street.
12th Street. You'll see it. I mean, when you see it, you'll know it. It doesn't melt into the countryside.
Just go to PritzkerMilitary.org and you'll have all the information you need.
Yeah, Google it too. Pritzker. It's just like it sounds. P-R-I-T-Z-E-R. Pritzker. No? I spelled it wrong.
P-R-I-T-Z-K-E-R.
K-E-R, yeah, Pritzker. I got the first part right. If you Google that part, you'll get the rest.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Scott English, president of the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Summers. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back again. This was good.